from Faith in Negril Point to Calvary in Moran Point, greetings. John's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 30 to 35. They said, "What sign showest thou that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Our fathers did eat manna, as it remains written, he gave them bread from heaven." Then Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I tell you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world." Then said they, "Give us this bread." And Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." I invite you to the series of what I want to call Round Table Talk, a discourse from John with its settings within the peak of Jesus' year of popularity. To follow up on brokenness, Olympics, thrills of victory, and the agony of defeat, the world is asking, how can you deliver us from COVID, crime, and crosses? In a worksite dialogue at a former church, my elder, in underscoring the need for the contractor's guidance, remarked, "Pastor, man more than man," meaning some trademen are more knowledgeable than others, in reference to the Jewish debate on that occasion, Moses versus Jesus. It's fair to say, man more than man, Jesus more than Moses. Jesus' invitation to believe in him is met with a demand for credentials. A response to the people's demand for a sign, the Greek Simeon, Jews demand a sign, 1 Corinthians 1. They embraced that God's order is seeing is believing. They are visual learners. No faith or spiritual perception. In fact, the divine order is believe and see. See that in John's Gospel, chapter 11. They understood that Jesus was proclaiming something new. Jesus' coming was hailed as an improvement, an advancement over Moses. The burden of proof was on Jesus, who brought the case, who challenged the status quo. "Since you claim to be more than Moses, do the right thing. Prove it. Do more than Moses." They were asking for a sign. Immediately after Jesus fed 5,000 and walked on water, in fairness to them, the feeding of 5,000 faded in comparison to Moses raining bread from heaven, Exodus 16. These were middle-aged men going through the conflict of generativity versus stagnation, glorifying the good old days, arguing over who is the greatest of all times, the GOAT, Headley versus Bradman, Pele, Maradona, or Messi, Jordan versus LeBron James. "You fed a few for a meal. Moses fed a nation for a generation. So Jesus, wheel and come again. Do something." It's not just the magnitude of the sign, but the perception of its significance. Both Moses and Jesus were authenticated by God's signs. Both should be heard and believed. But Jesus had to make 5 corrections to their perceptions. The first 3 corrections are these. Number 1, it is God and not Moses who was the true source of manna. Number 2, God, the true source of manna, was still giving manna. Present, active, indicative, with continuing force. The true manna, the true bread from heaven, is Jesus. That's the third correction. The supposed superiority of Moses vanished in thin air. Manna was necessary food for the body. Jesus is God's true provision for body, mind, and soul. God is the source of all life. Jesus have life in himself. He comes to give real, lasting life. Brothers and sisters, sin cuts us off from life. Sin kneels on our necks and beats us down with stools. Jesus comes down from heaven to give us not just vaccination, herd immunity, but abundant life. He is the real McCoy. Two more corrections to the Jews from Jesus. The fourth correction is Jesus' food is a person, not merely a product. And the final correction is that Jesus' food is permanent, not just temporary. This dialogue, it comes after the fourth of seven signs, the feeding of the 5,000 from the little boy's breakfast. This discourse around the bread of life is in response to a call for credentials. Jesus makes this great claim in the first of the seven great I am statements in John. In these statements, we hear a clear echo of the divine self-definition of Exodus 3, I am who I am. It is important as we reflect on this to note that Jesus is not a competition. Jesus is the completion. He is the finisher, the closer, the author and finisher of our faith, as the Apostle Paul puts it. Secondly, that Jesus is not retro time. He is real time. And thirdly, that Jesus is not bragging rights. He is believing rights. Will you give him a chance in your life today? Will you give him an opportunity to show to you who he is and to experience true, lasting satisfaction through meeting him as Lord and Savior? Amen.